Did your parents say anything about that night? About me?
No. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong. It's just that...
Thank God.
There's just...
What?
Look, Trudette, I have something to tell you. My parents... have been fighting for a while. They're not on speaking terms right now.
I'm sorry to hear that, but they were fine that night.
That was for keeping up the pretense in front of you. Well, I just wanted you to know it was important for me.
I'm glad that you trust me and told me the truth. You know, Sarah... every single one of us has a secret. And since we've come this far, I'd like to tell you something. The man who came to your restaurant yesterday...
Oh, what about him?
The truth is, he's not my real father. No one is aware of this. But you should know. You're the only one who should know.
Enjoy the meal.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, good.
They make really
so
good.
So you were saying about your sister?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very,
so I was
very
telling
good.
My sister the other day that...
Why do you take offense? I know your wife, Akbar. She's always been kind to you.
If there was only that interview on TV, I'd say you're right. That she made a mistake and didn't mean any harm. But this is the second time. One doesn't make the same mistake. The same mistake twice. Who knows? Who knows how many times she'll do it again.
Being too kind makes you sensitive. You've grown too sensitive, Akbar. Way too sensitive.
Excuse me, man. The machine is here. And three!
Take it to the kitchen. I'll see it there.
Yes, ma'am. Please take it to the kitchen. She'll be there by the time you get it started.
Okay,
careful,
easy does
careful.
It.
Okay, gently. There you go. Now, just put it down over there. There you go.
Cheers for Mrs. Kerika and her new kebab-making machine.
Woo!
Congratulations!
That was great.
Thank you so much.
Get out of my way. Move aside, please. Move aside. Now, if you've already prepared the meat, you can bring it over here and put it in like this. Yes, do it. Now, please watch. Now, as you can see, once the meat is prepared, you're going to put it in the tank just like this. Now, would you hand me a skewer, please? Thank you. Thank you. Step aside. It's very easy to handle. Now, as you can see, with this machine, you can make the best and neatest kebabs more than any other one. And you can do this in a very quick time. You can do this in just 2 seconds now. How many seconds?
Two seconds!
Ah, bravo. Even if you've never picked up a single skewer in your whole life. Mrs. Kirka, from now on, you're going to have the best kebabs with the same weight and the same shape here in your restaurant. Making kebab will no longer require such special skill.
It won't fall off the skewer, will it?
No, ma'am, of course not. Please, ma'am, look for yourself.
Ma'am, you can't trust those things. If any meat gets stuck in it, it'll rot overnight. You have to be careful. You better warn her about that.
Of course, meat can rot anywhere if it's left unattended overnight. But our machine is made of the finest stainless steel.
Yeah, it's made of stainless steel, but, you know, I don't think it can go as fast as I can.
Essie, what's the matter with you? You keep interrupting what he's trying to say. Let him speak, for God's sake.
Anyway, at the end of the day, of course you want to be sure to wash the machine with water and dish soap.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
I hope it will serve you well, ma'am.
Hello, Essie.
What is it?
Sir, I wish I were dead and didn't have to watch an electric barbecue replacing a person in the kitchen. It's not right. It's one of those machines that automatically spreads the meat on the skewers.
Who's about the machine?
Your wife, sir. She bought a machine that sucks in the meat
from one side, and out of the other side there comes a kebab.
You mean one of those worthless electric machines?
Yes, sir. I won't stay here any longer. Damn the consequences.
Come on, what are you afraid of? It's nothing to worry about. Now listen to me. No matter how good that machine is, it can only prepare simple kebab. You should have panicked if it could make filet or shish or chicken or any other kind of kebab.
They simply don't understand that kebab is best
prepared by hand. Kebab made by a machine is only good for robots. Machine bread never replaced the traditional ones, did it?
No, you're right about that, sir. They got rid of those machines quick. Yeah. Yes, they did. Isn't that right?
Then don't lose your cool.
And making kebab is not just about
spreading meat on skewers. Who's going to do the most important part and prepare the meat?
Good point. Essie, now listen to me. I want you to stay there and keep an eye on everything. And keep me posted.
All right, I'll do it because you asked me to. But my patience is wearing thin. I could just about lose my patience at any moment.
Stay calm.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
She's gone and bought an electric kebab maker. She thinks she can get over on me this way? Oh, yeah. I'll show you.
Mabube! Mabube! Where are you, honey?
I'm here, Mommy!
What are you doing?
I'm making kebab.
Be careful, honey. You can hurt your hand.
I'll be careful. It's not dangerous.
Come to the salad section when you're done. We have to go home.
Do it right, Uncle Essie.
Right? Well, it looks just like a ruler. Everyone can see it's done by machine. It's obvious. Watch this.
Essie! Essie!
Yes, ma'am.
What are you holding?
A cigarette, ma'am.
Why are you smoking?
Because I'm angry. And I don't know what to do. All these machines everywhere.
Don't ever smoke in the kitchen again. Don't do it, please. This is unacceptable.
Is that how you always talk to your elders? You replaced me with a slip of... Is that how you always talk to your elders? You replaced me with a slip of a girl to make kebab? You know the truth? This restaurant doesn't need machines. It needs a head chef.
You should mind your own business. I'm the manager of this restaurant, and I know what I'm doing. You better put out your cigarette and get back to work. Have you finished preparing the chickens, or is your cigarette more important to you?
Well, I'm not in the mood to do it now, ma'am. Just not in the mood at all. I'm gonna do it tomorrow.
Solmaz?
Yes, ma'am.
Come to the office, please. I want to talk to you.
Of course, ma'am.
Akbar. Akbar, come back in. It gets cold at night.
Yes, ma'am?
I've decided to give you a very heavy responsibility. Are you ready to take it or not?
What responsibility, ma'am?
Don't panic. I'll be here to help you if you need me.
What can I say? I accept your decision.
Great. Excellent. Thank you.
Turn around. Don't be scared. I'm not a policeman. It's me, Human.
Mr. Human, you scared me to death.
You recognized me on the spot. It seems you have your wits about you, despite everything.
Mr. Human, what in the world are you doing here, may I ask?
I happened to be going this way and decided to give you a ride. It's a long story. Get in the car, I'll explain everything.
No, I won't bother you with a ride. I'll go by myself.
It's no trouble. Don't talk nonsense and don't be shy. Cut it out and get in. I want to talk to you. Come on, don't be scared. I won't charge you. Come on, I said.
Okay.
Shireen. Farhad. Sarah.
Pull over. Pull over. Stay here and try to keep yourself busy. Oh. Akbar, you have a guest.
A guest?
Hello, Akbar, my brother-in-law. How are you?
What? What is it? Why have you come here so early?
Well, that's something you should ask your sister. She just woke me up and asked me to come look for you. So, here I am.
What for?
Nothing at all. It's just that Akram and I are worried about you.
You shouldn't be. They can't defeat me this way. I feel down because I have nothing to do. I want to return to the kitchen and cook again. Then I wouldn't be like this.
That's just the point. I came all the way over here to tell you the same exact thing. That's it.
What do you mean?
Take a look at this.
What is it? A buried treasure map?
You're the buried treasure. Akbar, why don't you know your own worth? Take a good look. It's the plan for our restaurant.
A restaurant?
Please, sir.
Hello, sir. Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, this way, sir. Sit at this table. Good. Here we are. I'll be right back.
Tell me, Safdar, who are your guests?
Pardon?
Your guests.
Ah, you'll see in a moment. Look around you. It's really nice. Listen, Akbar, I would appreciate if you called me Human in front of them. I have no problems with Safdar, but Human is much better.
Please put them in the front seat.
Yes, madam.
But be very careful.
Yes, I will keep it safe.
It's very fragile.
Yes.
I'm so sorry it took so long.
It's quite all right. It's your house.
If you don't mind, I'll leave some of the furniture here until we find someone to buy them.
As I said, it's your own house, and you can come whenever you want. I really mean that.
I thank you very much. Here are the keys. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
But of course, I hope you'll live happily here.
Can we afford it?
Leave that to me. I'll sort it out. What do you think?
What can I say? It seems you've fallen in love with it.
Then we'll buy it. Wait till you see it. It's exactly what we've been looking for. And the price is good, too.
We might end up with a ton of debt. We still haven't paid off what we owe for the restaurant's interior design. I've come here to ask you to marry me.
He's married.
Shadi and I have separated.
Okay, I'm Turang Suter.
Is love the best decision?
Your family? We are totally different from them.
Do you have any idea what you're doing?
You think you can always do what you please?
So everything I do is weird and upside down, Uncle Fazel?
He said he was waiting for our answer.
Is getting there the end of the journey?
Do you know why Sina died?
And is the end the ultimate destination?
I think you're becoming a mother. Congratulations, my dear. I just didn't know you were married.
You dishonored me.
Awakening on iFilm.
Well, Akbar, Mr. Roshanai and his partners would like to open a traditional restaurant, and they're looking for an experienced person to run it for them. I warmly recommended you to them. I told them you and I would like to be their partners. How should I put this? They would invest in the restaurant, and we would run it as best we can. I think we could do a very good job. I think that together we could make them very pleased. If you don't mind, we should first eat and discuss the details later. Help yourself. Help yourself.
Mr. Ashi, why don't you just give us the delivery orders?
Don't take any delivery orders.
I already have. Why shouldn't I take any orders? I'm sorry, gentlemen. Your orders might take a while.
How long will it take?
Yeah, well, we're doing our best, you know.
Will it take more than half an hour?
Let's go to another restaurant. Come on, let's go.
I'm not going to wait any longer. No.
This is an outrage.
I have never been so humiliated in my life. I will never come here again.
Where have you heard of such a thing? Thank you.
Mr. Abdi?
Hello, ma'am.
What's wrong?
I think Essie and Solmaz had an argument. They're waiting in your office.
Where is Miss Matabi?
She too is in the office.
Hello, ma'am. Hello.
What's wrong?
They had a fight. Essie insulted her and they had a fight.
Aren't you ashamed of trying to bully a woman? What's wrong with you? Are you insane?
Oh, yes, you're right. I should be ashamed. I should be ashamed. She hit me with a spatula right on my head. Well, I could have gone deaf. What would you have told my family then,
Didn't I say Solmaz was responsible for the kitchen in my absence, didn't I?
You're telling me I have to take orders from a woman? I happen to be a 58-year-old man, haven't you noticed?
I'm a woman as well, you know, and the restaurant's manager. Anyone who can't take orders from women should leave.
I'm leaving. And you are all welcome to come with me. And don't try to get me to come back. I'll never come back here. No, no.
Get going, then. Said?
Yes, Mother?
Ask Musa not to let anyone in the restaurant. I'm closing up until further notice.
Why don't you come to our house?
No, I'd like to walk.
I'd come with you if I weren't so busy.
Go.
Akbar, listen. Please, give it some thought. We could really be successful.
You shouldn't have let them close the restaurant. It's embarrassing.
It doesn't matter. Mom is really upset. This might help her to calm down.
Minu, why are you in such a hurry?
Listen up, kids!
Yes, Mom?
Sarah, Said, where are you guys? We have to move to our new house. For now, we'll only take what's essential.
What about Dad?
Well, he can come later if he wants to.
Don't you think you should wait for a little bit? You might mess it up if you rush it.
Mom, it'll get worse. Dad'll really get angry.
We'll move to the new house tomorrow. If you don't like it, stay here. I don't mind.
Well, Dad is not coming home, and now you're leaving. What are we gonna do?
We're going to move to the new house. It doesn't matter. If your dad really cared, he would encourage the workers to shut down the restaurant. That's what he would do, okay?
But, Mom, it wasn't Dad's fault.
So it was my fault? Huh? It was my fault? Pack your things and don't bother about your father's stuff, okay?
Hey, I want you to take some of your stuff and just go on home with her. Keep an eye on her. I want you to watch her. She is very, very upset. She doesn't even know what she's doing.
Won't you go with her, Uncle?
Are you crazy? What makes you think that I should go? Don't you see my whole life is here? I'm supposed to mediate between them to help them reconcile.
Well, aren't you going to give me a hand or something?
Mommy, you don't intend to take everything, right?
No, I'll only take my own stuff. I don't intend to touch your father's things at all. Said! Said! Why isn't he answering? I don't get it. Said!
Hey!
did you close the restaurant?
I called a maintenance man to come and repair all the pipes and facilities. Saeed, this suitcase is really very heavy for me. Please come and help me take it downstairs. Bring the boxes for the kitchen stuff and put them over here. And put the other boxes over there, okay?
Okay, Mother. Is it done, Grandma?
No, they're still unloading the stuff.
Mommy, how many bedrooms are in this house?
6, dear.
Hey, do you think I could get the bedroom that opens to the yard?
Okay, honey. Do me a favor and help me with the boxes that are left out in the yard, okay? It might rain.
Mom finally packed her stuff and went to the new house. Shireen went with her because the house is closer to her university. I miss them already. I miss Dad, too. The good news is that Dad is finally coming home. But ironically, none of us are happy. I almost forgot, my grandparents had a fight. And my grandma is here. And my grandpa has gone to our new house.
Come on!
Pass the sunflower seeds.
Go, 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 damn! What is that referee doing?
Manusher.
Yes, Father?
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? You're acting like a teenager, watching a bunch of useless men following a ball around. Get up, will you? A man your age should have a family of your own to feed.
Father, please. I don't understand what your problem is. Can you get to the point?
I can't sleep if you go to bed without dinner.
All right, Father. Sarah. Sarah!
Yes, Uncle?
Honey, make some dinner for your grandfather, please.
Hello, Dad.
Hello. How are you, dear?
Hello, Dad.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. Hi, Grandpa. Welcome.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Long time no see.
Where were you, Akbar?
Here and there. You sent your mother there alone?
No, Shireen is there. Grandma's with her, too.
I was talking about men.
I'm going there, too, Dad.
There's no need. Go watch your soccer match.
Are you going to sleep on the sofa?
Yes, dear. I'll be fine here.
But you'll get cold over here.
I gave them to Shireen and Farhad. This will be enough.
It's too thin. You'll get cold.
No, it's fine. Who is it?
I don't know. It's Mrs. Malakuti. The woman we bought the house from. If you're cold here, come inside the house.
No, the weather's fine. Sorry for the bother.
It's not a bother at all, really. Thanks for coming. You're always welcome.
Thank you very much.
Sorry for any shortcomings. We haven't completely moved in yet.
It's okay. I don't know why I suddenly missed the place. It's natural. Leaving the house you've lived in for 35 years must be very difficult. Isn't your husband at home?
He's away on a trip.
Is he on a business trip or vacation?
Well, I can't call it a business trip. It's more like a vacation.
Yes, he'll come back soon. Yes, of course. It's good for a man to be alone sometimes. Being a little bit alone does a man good sometimes. As long as they don't go overboard.
Well, tell me about your family. How have you been?
Fine. But very lonely. Very lonely. Oh, really? What about your kids? They're abroad. They used to send me letters, but now have switched to emails. I have 5 grandchildren, but I've only seen their pictures. Separation is very hard. I made a big mistake and got divorced. And what for? Over a small misunderstanding. I don't blame my kids for refusing to see me. I really don't. I used to think that money could take the place of love in life. But I found out the wrong way.
Manisha, do me a favor and pour me some coke.
Dad, please. I am trying to eat here. Besides, the coke isn't here for you. Pour yourself some yogurt beverage. Drink that.
Why don't you two eat?
Okay, kids, let's go.
Are you leaving, dear?
Yeah. And don't try doing anything that might hurt your back. I'll send some of the restaurant workers to clean this place.
Okay.
Okay, bye, Grandma.
Bye.
Hurry up.
Bye, Grandma.
Bye, bye. Goodbye, take care.
I'll take Shirin to the university and Farhad should go to school. Then I'll head out to the restaurant because we're expecting a new head chef.
But you already have a chef.
Some of the customers weren't satisfied with the food and have complained to the union. I have promised them to hire a good head chef. Solmaz really can't do the job.
I know Akbar will get upset.
Well, so what? I really don't care, Mom. Don't let Miss Malakuri leave today. She can keep you company.
Okay.
I'll send you food from the restaurant.
No, there's no need. I'll cook something later.
The kitchen isn't ready yet.
Take care of your father's lunch for me.
Mother, hasn't this lady sold the house to us?
Why do you ask?
Well, why hasn't she left yet? She got up first thing in the morning, came over, and started watering the garden.
Well, I asked her to stay. Last night I felt sorry for her.
She's all on her own. Let's go.
I just want to thank you so much. We're leaving now. Goodbye.
I'm very sorry for troubling you, really.
Don't say that, really. My house is your house. Farhad, open that door, please, would you?
I can leave if you want.
No way. You're going to stay here today. My mom is alone. Goodbye, then.
Hey, Father. Are you okay in there? Father! Father, are you okay?
Will you get me a glass of water? I'm really thirsty.
Father, please. You've been in the bathroom for over 4 hours. You'll have nothing left to wash off.
Hello?
Manusher.
Open the door. It's me, Uman.
What do you want now?
Is Akbar home? Tell him to come out.
Akbar is sleeping.
Sleeping at this hour? Tell him I have to talk to him. It's really urgent.
Akbar, Uman is here to see you. Uman is here to see you.
Tell him I'll be right there.
Bring me the towel! Manusher, where are you? I'm cold!
Here you are, Father. Here's your towel.
Thank you, thank you. Wrap it around
me.
There
you go.
Wrap it around me.
There you go.
Wrap it around.
Hello? Hello, Javadi. Come to the door. We're sitting in the car. Yes.
Javadi? Who's Javadi?
He's coming out. See for yourself.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Mr. Uman, you're late again.
Do you know Javadi, the owner of Puya Real Estate Agency?
That jerk is my brother. We were partners. But he robbed me of my share.
Never mind. Which way should we go?
Brother, we were partners. But he robbed me of my share.
Never mind. Which way should we go?
Go straight ahead, okay?
Well, Mr. Javadi's brother, how's the real estate market?
Not good, sir. We can barely earn a living. It's been slow here for some time. The perfect time for buying a house. You can easily buy a good house at a low price. If you like this building, you can make a good profit. Mr. Uman, turn right.
I know.
Where's this property you want to show me?
It's a good spot.
But this is the way to the restaurant?
Come on, be patient, Akbar. You won't believe it until the moment you see it.
Why are we here?
The building is here.
But it's right in front of my own restaurant. Of all the places in the world, why choose this place?
Akbar, listen. If you search all over Tehran, you won't find a better place. Trust me. I'm talking from personal experience. Think only of your customers. They're all that matters. They're used to this place. You don't need a new address. You can tell your customers to come to the same spot, but choose the one across the street.
Hold on. Which building is it?
Get out of the car and let me show you. There it is. The front door is beneath the arch. The door looks small, but it's actually quite big. It has a big basement, which is perfect for a restaurant, or a bodybuilding gym, or a salon, or a billiard club, whatever you want.
Let's go before someone comes out and sees us.
Who cares? They'll find out eventually. If not today, then tomorrow.
What will Minu say?
Never mind that. She's already defeated. She's shut down the restaurant for some so-called repairs. Go see the sign.
But why? Who told them to close the restaurant?
Wait a minute. This has nothing to do with you. This is not your restaurant anymore. Have you forgotten how she deceived you?
Would you just shut your trap?
If you don't mind, I'll open the door so that you can have a look. Mr. Akbar, come and take a look.
Akbar, don't treat me like that in front of people. I'm your brother-in-law. He keeps insulting me. No matter what I say, he never gives me a proper answer. He never respects me.